Zakt el gemishne weiter, mesech des ahal is perik zayin, mishne hei. Again, we are discussing the halachais of this child that was born without his neshama down here. What happens if yotzo harishain meis? A woman gave birth, in this case, to twins. Harishain, the first baby, was born without a neshama and was taken out of the house right away. Vasheni chai, the second baby, was born alive, Baruch Hashem. Zakta Mishnah, tahar. This second baby, the twin, is tahar. If the first baby that was not born alive was taken out of the house before the second baby was born, the second baby is tahar, because while the second baby is still inside the mother, he does not become tameh, even though the first baby was born. However, harish and chai, if with these twins the first one came out alive, vasheni meis, it was the second baby that was not born alive, then the din is tameh, the first baby is tameh. And the first baby will be tummy, even though they took the live baby out of the house before the lifeless baby came out. So why, Taka, should the first baby be tummy? So there are different pshatim over here. I'll try to share with you the easiest pshat. If the first baby came out alive and the lifeless baby came out afterwards, we're going to assume there's a very high probability that the baby that was not alive touched the baby that was alive and was metama the baby. Wait a second, and if the first baby that came out was the lifeless baby and the second one was alive, then it didn't touch the baby? Why don't I say then that the live baby that came out afterwards touched the first baby that was not alive? So this is interesting. The Mefarshim explain that a live baby is not in a rush to come out. It stays in the womb until finally it has no choice, it has to come out. The lifeless baby just rolls out. Maybe the inyan is the live baby is bal karchecha techai. It doesn't want to be born. Inside, it's learning with the malach. Zishteit, it's learning kala terakula. Why should he want to be born? The lifeless baby is neshamas and shemayim. It just rolls out. Okay, but that's more alpi drosh. But alpi derech hateva, that's the metzias. The baby that's alive doesn't come out right away. The lifeless baby just rolls out. Now, let's hold cheshbon. If the lifeless baby came out first, it just rolled out. The second baby that was alive didn't come out so fast. So, we're not assuming they touched each other. Masha'enken, if the live baby came out first, and the live baby was in the womb longer, it wasn't coming out so easy, and meanwhile the second baby, which is lifeless, just comes rolling out, there's much more of a chance that it touched. Rebbe Meir says, it depends. Bishfir Echad, if the two twins were born in one shafir. The babies are like in a little bag called a sack or a shafir. Sometimes when twins are born, both babies are in the same bag, so to speak, a natural bag, and sometimes each has its own. So what kind of twins were these? If b'shvir echad, if the two twins were born in one sack, tummy, the living one is tummy. Because they both came out together, and we're going to have to seriously consider the fact that by all probabilities the lifeless baby touched the living one after they both left the mother as they were coming out, that point where it's called being born. But b'shnei shafirim, if the twins were in two separate sacks, then tar. The one that's alive is tar, even if the living one was born first, says Rabbi Meir. Because if they're two separate sacks, they're born one and then the other one. There's enough of a separation that we do not have to assume that even though the lifeless twin came out much quicker, but we don't necessarily say that it touched the first one that came out alive. So chazing over our Mishnah, hey, if the first baby was the lifeless baby and the second one was the live baby, the din is tahar. Because we're not going to assume that the live baby touched the lifeless baby after it came out. What went on in the mother is not a problem. We're talking about only after it came out, or as it was coming out. And of course, it's talking about where they took out the lifeless baby before the second baby was born. But if the first one was alive and the second one was the lifeless baby, then the din is tummy, as explained, because the first one doesn't come out so easy. The lifeless baby comes out easy, so it makes sense that the lifeless baby probably touched the first one as the first one was holding back before it came out. Reb Meir says it depends. If the twins were in one shafir, then enochanami. the live baby is going to be tummy, because we assume that it touched the lifeless baby at the point that they were being born already. But if they were in separate sacks, then even the if the live baby came out first, says Rabbi Meir, we still say that the live baby is tahar.